Give yourselves a hand. Amen. If you have your Bible, John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And tonight is a night for miracles. And your miracle is in the house. Turn to that person next to you and say, my miracle is in this house. And I will not leave here until I get my miracle. And if that's how you feel, clap your hands unto the Lord. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoke, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay and said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Hebrews 2:4 says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. I want to talk to you tonight on this thought, a God of miracles. I want you to look at that person next to you, behind you, in front of you. And if there's nobody, just point to yourself and say, I want to tell you, come on, get your preacher voice out. I want to tell you about a God of miracles. Amen. God bless you. May be seated in Jesus' name. We serve a miracle working God. Our God is a miracle worker. Our God is a God of miracles. There is nothing too great for him. There is nothing too impossible with him. My God, your God, our God can do anything. He is a miracle worker. A God of the miraculous. When he speaks, it's done. When he speaks, the prison doors open. When he speaks, the lame walk. When he speaks, the mute begin to speak. When he speaks, the winds begin to listen. When he speaks, the storms begin to obey. When he speaks, the blinded eyes are open. When he speaks, deaf ears are unstopped. Why? Because he is a miracle worker. He is a God of miracles. He is the God of the miraculous. When he speaks, cancer dries up. When he speaks, leprosy is cleansed. When he speaks, the issue of blood is stopped. When he speaks, water is turned into wine. When he speaks, devils begin to flee. When he speaks, death and hell begin to tremble. Why? Because he is a miracle worker. He is a God of miracles. He is a God of the miraculous. Somebody ought to clap your hands in this house tonight and shout, my God is a God of miracles. Whatever you need, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, he is the answer. He is the ointment. He is the remedy. He is the balm of Gilead. He is your way out. He is a God of miracles. Everything you need to be, he is. When you've said Jesus, you have said everything, because Jesus is everything. And there are moments in your life when you're up against the wall and trials and obstacles and attacks begin to bombard you. And the only thing you can muster out is the name of Jesus. But understand, when you say that name, there is power in that name. Because when you say that name, you have said everything. Because Jesus is everything. Somebody shout, he's a miracle worker. Somebody is going to leave here with their miracle. I even went to Brother Battle before service, and he come expecting my miracle. You've got to come with expectancy inside your spirit. You've got to make up your mind. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what I sound like. I don't care about the naysayers. I don't care about what they say or what they think. I've come to talk to the God of miracles. Somebody's going to leave here healed. Somebody's going to leave here delivered. Somebody's going to leave here speaking in an unknown tongue as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Somebody's going to get their breakthrough. Somebody's going to get their miracle. If that's you, clap your hands unto the Lord. So if he is a God of miracles, Brother Miller, then what is a miracle? I know I tell my wife daily, I'm your miracle. And she very quickly says, who lives in Tulare? Who came to me? I try to use reverse psychology. But she is my miracle. And I thank God for it. But I looked up, what is a miracle? And Webster defines it like this. It is an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. A surprising and welcoming event that can't be explained by the natural and scientific laws, and is considered to be the work of divine intervention. I'm gonna tell you, when a miracle happens, you can't explain it. You can't describe it. You can't comprehend it. And you can't put it down in a natural eye. No, it's a miracle. It is a divine intervention into human affairs. That's why a doctor would raise his hands and say, I don't know what happened. I don't think you have that condition. Well, you've got the x-ray. You've got the documents. See, man can't define it. We always try to define it, but with God, it far surpasses our ideas and our thoughts and our opinions. When a miracle happens, he walks in to human affairs and he brings a divine intervention. I don't know about you tonight, but I need a divine intervention. I need God to step in because he's done it time and time again. And I don't know how it happened, but God did it. I can't explain it, but God did it. I don't understand why, but God did it. Why? Because he's a God of miracles. And he specializes in making a way where there seemed to be no way. Bible said with men, it's impossible, but not with God. Look to your neighbor and say, not with God. For nothing is impossible. He is a God of miracles. Whatever you need, whatever you're up against, whatever you're facing, there is a God that is a miracle worker. And can I tell somebody tonight, without sounding redundant, your miracle is in the building. Your miracle is in this place. Your miracle is here. And I feel him in this house tonight. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I feel it in this house tonight. Anybody feel what Pastor's trying to convey tonight? I'm trying to tell you, your miracle is here. Brother Battle, your miracle's here. You just got to have faith to believe it. Bible says without what? Boy, your voice sounds better than mine tonight. Yeah, I bet you will. But I want God to take over. I want the Holy Ghost to take over. You have to activate faith to believe that God can get you out of it. That God can bring you out. I don't care about the mess. I don't care about the heartache. I don't care about the pain. There is a God of miracles. John chapter 9, the Bible states that Jesus is passing by a blind man. See, nothing God does is by accident. He doesn't just stumble on something and say, oh. You know, we use OMG. He never uses OMG. Nothing surprised him, Brother Rudy. And he passed by that blind man with intention. And some of you, Brother Battle, I believe you did. You came to church tonight with intention. Intention of being healed. And God saying, that's the kind of intention I begin to operate in. I operate in the area of faith. And so Jesus passes by. That was blind from birth, the Bible says. And his chosen disciples began to have a theological debate, and they began to reason in their hearts. They wanted to sound smart, and they said, Master, tell us, who did sin? There's got to be a reason for his condition. And I'm just curious, was it that man's sin? Or was it his parents' sin? There's got to be a reason, right? It's called the blame game. I don't know if you've ever played the blame game. I don't know if anybody's called you on the phone and begin to chew you out and say, oh, wait, it wasn't my fault. They did it. Adam and Eve, God came to Adam and said, Adam, what'd you do? It wasn't me, God. You gave me that woman. You. He's blaming God. It was the woman. And then God said, what happened? She said, it wasn't me. It was a serpent. It's the blame game. And these men tried to play the blame game. But it wasn't his fault. It wasn't the parents' fault. Because Jesus looks at them and says, it's not the man, it's not the parents, but listen, it's that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Meaning, there was a purpose. And the reason for the pain, the reason for the blindness, I'm about to open up both his physical and his spiritual eyes. That the works of God made manifest in him. Can I just stop and meditate a little bit? Is that okay? I got the mic. I'm going to do it anyways. Do what you got to do. But there are many times when we go through junk, whether it's physical emotional, spiritual, financial, just blaming on whatever. And our first mode of defense is, God, get me out. I can't do it no more. You know what she said to me? You know what I have to deal with? And she's praying the same prayer. God, you know what I have to deal with him? He's a knucklehead. He thinks that that he's the miracle. He's not the miracle. But we're wondering why. Why the attack? Why the heartache? Why the pain? Why the trial after trial after trial? Why the financial hardship? Why the financial mistakes and pressures? Why of all this stuff coming against me? It seems like I face one obstacle and then I get another one. And it seems like when I just barely get my feet up, I get knocked out again. And so the question is, God, why? What was it? Was it the food? Was it my mistake? Was it Eli's mistake? Yeah. No, it wasn't. God is saying there is a purpose. And the purpose is, I want to somehow manifest myself into you. You've been praying and you've been shouting to everybody that I'm a Jehovah Jireh. I'm a provider. But 411, before you know he's a provider, you gotta have a need. Before you know he's a healer, you've got to be hurt. Anybody believe that God's a healer? Anybody believe that God's a provider? Why? Because he's provided for you. Why? Because he's healed you. Why? Because he's delivered you. He's got you out of some stuff. That's why we can stand on a Sunday night and say, my God is a God of miracles. Because we step back. We say, God, I can't do it. I'm giving the reins to you. And notice what he does. I mean, if I did that, y'all wouldn't like me very much. Okay, this dude had a need. Blind his whole life. And Jesus comes by, Brother Rudy, and the Bible said, he spits on the ground. Y'all went crazy on Father's Day when I sprayed a little bit of WD-40 on the stage. You're like, oh, yeah. What would your reaction be if he spit on the ground? You're like, I'll pass on that. I don't need that. But to make matters worse, he got to where he spit and he got some dirt and he started to rub it together. Isn't that what the Bible says? And all of a sudden, he takes that, now they call it spittle. He took his spit and the dirt, and the Bible said he began to anoint his eyes with it. And some of you would say, don't sing that song. Don't preach that message. Don't pray that prayer. Matter of fact, Brother Morgan told of a story at camp meeting. He said there was a guy that went up to him and said, Brother Morgan, I want you to lay your hand on me and impart a gift to me. See, God knows our thoughts and our intents when we ask, right? And so Brother Morgan said, all right. And he laid his hands on his head and said, God, I'm praying that you'd give him the gift of giving. And the man took his hand up and said, no. That's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about those other gifts. I'm talking about the gifts that make me look good. Could you pray for a gift? He said, I laid my hand on again. I said, God, give him the gift of giving. Bible says he who he loves, he rebukes. He chastises. He doesn't do it because he doesn't love you. He does it because he wants to bless you. But sometimes so many of you are locked up spiritually, and your miracle is locked up because your pocketbook says, I'm not going to give. I'm not going to bless his storehouse. I'm not going to let those windows of heaven open up because I've got to have a new car. I've got to have some new clothes. I've got to go to Disneyland. Nothing wrong with Disneyland, nothing wrong with new clothes and all of that. But I am telling you, if you want to unlock the miracle in your life, it's in the art of giving. And before you shout me down when I'm preaching good, I'm not talking about your money. I'm talking about your heart. For where your heart is, there your treasure is. And so Jesus just says, I want to see how much Holy Ghost he's got. I'm going to spit on the ground and I'm going to wipe him with the dirt. And I'm just going to see if he'll get offended. And after he does all that, you know he tells him to do, Brother McIntosh? He says, now I want you to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which meant sent. And I've already said it, that God responds to faith. And if you'll activate faith, Sister Del Toro, you blessed my heart so many times in service. I was bragging on you today at lunch to the fact that I said, you know what? I've got to have these family members meet her. Because on Wednesdays, as she goes through her chemos and her body becomes weak, but can I tell you, Sister Del Toro's one of the first ones that'll come to the altar. And she's not praying, oh, pity me, oh my, oh my. No, she's worshiping God. I'm telling you, your miracle is when you activate faith. God did what he could do, and then he said, now I need you to go. I need you to embrace this. I need you to believe this. I need you to see and open up those spiritual eyes because I've got a miracle for you. Somebody, I lift up your voice in this house. Somebody, lift up your voice in this house because there is a God that responds to faith. I know you can't see it, but if you'll just step out, I know you can't feel it, but if you'll just step out, I know it doesn't make sense, but if you'll step out, you'll find that you serve a God. It is a miracle, God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Would you lift your voice with me? Come on. Would you lift your voice in this house? Come on, I'm preaching about a way out. I'm preaching to you about healing. I'm preaching to you about deliverance, about a God of miracles. Anybody sick and tired of being where you're at? Anybody sick and tired of the trial? Anybody sick and tired of the obstacle? Anybody sick and tired of the attacks? And say, God, tonight, I'm getting my miracle. I'm getting my breakthrough. I'm getting my healing. Oh, come on, lift up your voice. I feel a turnaround spirit in this house today. God's fixing to turn around some things in your life, in your family, in your finances, and in your health. Well, I've got more to preach, but I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. That's waiting on somebody that'll activate faith and say, no longer Will I be controlled by fear and worry and doubt? I'm going to get my miracle. I don't know what's going to take. I don't know what you have to go through, but that woman with the issue of blood, she didn't have much strength, but she made up her mind. If I could just touch him, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, get the picture. She may have stumbled. She may have failed. She may have even told somebody, excuse me, but you're stepping on my grace. You're stepping on my miracle. I got to get a hold of God. Lift up your voice in this house. Shatarakayato. Come on. God wants to manifest himself through you. God wants to work through you. Sharakayato. We don't need music. We just need you, God. My family's in trouble. My marriage is in trouble. And God, I need you. I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to go. But God, I'm running to you. Hey, God of miracles tonight. Oh, lift up your voice in this house. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a divine intervention upon human affairs. You've tried to do it by yourself too long, but there's a God that stepped in tonight that says, I've seen everything you've gone through. I've heard every prayer you prayed. I know exactly what's upon your heart, but I want you to know there's purpose in you. There's value in you. There's ministry in you. Why? Because we serve a God of miracles. Hallelujah. If you need a healing in your body, if you need a healing in your physical body, if you'll just stand up and just get into the aisle, you don't have to come down here, but get into the aisle and activate your faith and make up your mind, I'm stepping out. I'm going to the pool of Siloam. I'm going to let you send me. And I'm going to activate faith right now. Get down the aisle right now and raise your hands, because it's coming right now. Nobody's going to touch you. Nobody's going to lay their hands on you. But the power of the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. And God's going to show you that he is a God of the miraculous. Come on, that's it. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my healing. I've suffered way too long. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Shataya kora satayaso. There is power in the spoken word. And whatever you need and whatever you're going through, if you'll vocalize that and you'll praise God for that before it happens, and you say, God, thank you for bringing me out. Thank you, God, for making a way. Thank you, God, for my financial blessing. Thank you, God, for touching my kids and touching my home. Thank you, God, for saving my family, saving my kids. Come on. We don't need a drum beat. We don't need the musicians. We just need the power and the demonstration of God. Now I want you to lay your hand on that person next to you or in front of you or step out by faith. And I want you to pray over them. But hold on, before you pray, I felt led to say this. At junior camp, correct me if I'm wrong, but my wife laid her hand on a little kid and started praying for the kid. And her ear had been stopped up that whole week, and there was pain. And as she was praying for somebody else, she said she felt ointment. She felt fluid begin to come down. It was that anointing oil. When you begin to pray for somebody else, God takes notice. And not only does he heal that person and answer that prayer, but God begins to touch you in a supernatural way. So right now, I need you to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I need you to speak over that person. And I need you to speak healing over them and life over them and deliverance over them. Come on, speak it in the name of Jesus. Shatara yara kayato. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Come on, I feel it right now. I feel it beginning to move. I feel it beginning to break. I feel the miracles in the building. I feel the supernatural in this house. Hallelujah. You're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. By the power and the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. God, this is faith. It came, God, for his miracle. He shall tell you, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit and by the power and the authority that's in the name of Jesus. Touch him, God. He called Rayanda Yarasi. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah. I feel a breakthrough in this house. I feel deliverance in this house. Hallelujah. God, I pray for that miracle. I pray, God, that miracle would happen from the top of his head, the soles of his feet. I pray it move on him in a dynamic way. God, we can't do this by ourselves, but God, through you, we can. You're a God of miracles. And by the power and the authority that's in the name of Jesus, healing God. Jesus' name, we give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, there's a deep move. There's a deep move of the Lord in this house today. God, in your name, in the name of the Lord. God, I trust in you. I believe in you, God. God, I can't do this myself, but God, I need you. I need you, God. Come on, I feel him in this house. I feel him in this place today. Shataya korayanda yarasi, in the name of the Lord. He korayanda yaso, he kayarayanda yasi, In the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. I feel a deep move of God. Somebody just love him now. Somebody just worship him now. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Sharakayato. Oh. Oh. A hunger for this. A thirst for this. Hallelujah. Shatayako rayandayasi. Come on, you can't describe this. You can't comprehend this. No, it's a divine intervention into human affairs. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. Jesus. Jesus. Shorakaya rasiyakaya. Shoraya yandayaki. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Shorakaya rasi. Hallelujah. Come on, there's a deep move of the Lord. Just wait on him. Sharakaya Rasi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, in your name. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, God. I need your hand, God. I need your favor. Well, I can't do this by myself. But God, through you, I can. I'm stepping in, God, to your will and your plan. Jesus' name. Sharasaya rako. Shorasi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. Sharaso rayanda yaki. Hallelujah. 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 God, I love you. God, I worship you. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Sharakaya torasi andaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracles are not a thing of the past. There's a world and there's a society that have said that miracles have ceased. And that was only for the disciples. But I'm going to tell you, God is still in the business to do miracles. And with the way that God works in faith. He works in a spoken word because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so for you to have what God has destined you to have, that turnaround in what area of life you're facing, you got to start speaking things. For instance, when you go home tonight and you walk into your house and you open the door and you walk in, you just need to make a statement. Things are going to turn around. Doubt, fear, worry, anxiety, and stress, you got to go. Peace, love, joy. Bible says perfect love cast out all fear. My house will be called the house of prayer. I'm going to make a statement when I go home. I'm going to turn that around. It's been a carnal home for way too long. And I want to be a spiritual home. And the way that miracles work in sometimes just like that. But God doesn't operate always the same way. Because if he did, all miracles would be the same. He spoke the word of that Roman centurion that child's going to live. Speak the word. It happened. But the blind man, go wash in the pool of Siloam. The lepers, go show yourself to the priest as they went. So you got to start speaking things. I know when God healed me many years ago, and I talked about it today, that he healed me right over there, that middle light fixture right there, kind of where Brother Reuben is. And I prayed a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prayer. And that prayer was, God, I know you're a healer. And if you heal me, I'll believe you're a healer. But the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prayer went a step further and said, God, if you don't heal me, I'll still believe you're a healer. And I didn't feel lightning bolts. I didn't feel whoopsh. Didn't feel it. Some of you have felt a warm sensation at times come through your body. Anybody that's ever happened to you where you just felt a warmth, and that's healing power. That's healing virtues. God works in different ways. But I went home, and it wasn't until Sunday I was at the Abbott's house on Road 126, and I kind of went, wow, there's no pain. And I bolted out the door, came back, Wife's like, why'd you do it? I said, because I can. It's a miracle. But there are times, like I've stated so many times, that pain will come back. And I'll feel that pain. And what's the enemy want to do? Take away my miracle. Because the truth of the matter is, the devil and his angels can never experience miracles anymore. But you can. And so every time that pain comes, that thought that says, oh, here it comes, you weren't healed, I quickly turn it around, power of the word, and say, thank God for healing my back. And within minutes, it goes away. So I challenge you, start speaking things over your home, over your family, over your marriage, over your finances, over your lost loved ones, whatever that is, over your ministry, over your purpose, whatever it is that you need from God, start speaking it and saying, God, thank you for comfort. Thank you for healing. Thank you for peace. Would you raise your hands all across the building? And would you raise your voice and just thank God for loving you the way he loves you. He loves to bless. He loves to heal. Jesus, we love you today. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that you're concerned about us. We thank you. You're a God of miracles. I pray these miracles, God, would follow them, follow the believers. For you said these signs shall follow them that believe. And we've got believers in the house. And let signs and miracles follow because you're a God of miracles. Clap your hands one more time unto the Lord. Stay here as long as you like. Find two or three people. Love on somebody. Prayer tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And ladies' prayer Tuesday, 6:30 at Saucito's house. God bless you.